Hi, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horde. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, it's the Bengals and Bears at Paul Brown Stadium. Butch, we are talking about a team with a losing record. We are talking about a team with a lot of injury problems. We are talking about a team where there's speculation about the coach being finished at the end of this season. Actually, we're talking about two teams that fit that description. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the injuries for the Cincinnati Bengals because it's the longest list in a long time.
Yeah, it's eight guys didn't go today. I mean, they're looking at the possibility of not having seven starters out there, of guys who started the Pittsburgh game. And to me, you know, the guys who were concussed are not going to play. It's Burfict, it's Mixon, it's Drake or Patrick. Adam Jones has a severely injured hamstring. We might not see him the rest of the year. We won't see John Ross the rest of the year. He was put on IR on a Wednesday in a kind of a rather surprise move. So the big question mark, I think, for the Bears is going to be Darquez Denard, who has not worked the last couple of days in practice, but he did play. He came back. He hurt his knee in the Pittsburgh game in the first half, but came back and played pretty well, I thought. We might be able to line up you and me out there against what I think ProFootballFocus.com has the Bears receivers are rated 47, 78, and 79. So, but you would like to have Denard in the lineup because they're going to have to start pulling some guys from the practice squad. Guy you mentioned, Tony McRae. So it's going to be a little bit of I think we'll see a little bit of everybody and everything out there Sunday.
If there's anybody that roots for the Bears that's watching this, they're going, yeah, we've got injury problems too. I believe it's 14 guys on season-ending injured reserve. We're talking big names. Leonard Floyd, who was the ninth pick in the draft. Kyle Long, who just went on IR, three-time Pro Bowler. Kevin White, the wide receiver they drafted in 2015, seventh overall. He's barely played in 3 years. So the Bears have had a season-long issue with injuries. This is a short week for the Bengals coming off a Monday night football game. Those are always a little bit challenging, but it's doubly challenging this time around because of the injuries that we just talked about and also because of how emotionally draining that loss was.
Yeah, and also at 5-7, it would make you think it puts them all but out of the race. So, you know, the question is, what are they playing for? And, you know, I think Marvin's MO has been that he's usually, he's got these guys in it no matter the record, but look at all the young kids that they're going to be getting a shot. You know, at corner, there'll be Kavari Russell. At linebacker, there's Evans. At running back, you're going to probably have a rookie, Brian Hill, who's been here about a month, and he's probably going to help Giovanni Bernard with the carries. I think the receivers, we're still looking for something out of Josh Malone and these guys. And so I think I think the Bengals will show up and play. There's no question about it. I talked to a guy in Chicago who said, boy, the way the Bengals played with their intensity on Monday night, if they play with 75% of that, they'll win a route. So, you know, you can talk about the Bengals' mentality. The Bears' mentality has been like this all year long, and they're on the road. So the Bengals got to be thinking a couple quick scores and let's put them out of their misery.
At least on paper, it's the perfect opponent for this Bengals team, battered in the secondary, hurting at linebacker, to face because Chicago has the worst passing game in the NFL. Rookie quarterback and Mitchell Trubisky, they're averaging 160 passing yards per game, which is very low for the modern NFL. They've got the fewest total yards on offense of any team in the NFL. They've got three wins this year. They had three wins last year, fewest in team history. So it's not a juggernaut that the Bengals are hosting on Sunday.
Yeah, they have to feel good about that. I mean, they get a rookie quarterback on the road who has nobody to throw to. That's not a good recipe with the Bengals pass rush. Plus, without Kyle Long playing, Geno Atkins could have a pretty big day, could have an active day there. I think the interesting thing to look at is the Bengals running game and how much will it continue to improve. The Bears are pretty decent against the run. Not great, but the Bengals have to be encouraged because the last 2 weeks they've run the ball well against good running, against good run defenses. Cleveland was ranked number one again per rush, and the Steelers, let's face it, the Bengals just haven't done much against the Steelers on the ground since Marvin's been here. But 130 yards marked the second most they've had against the Steelers under Marvin, and the most since someone named Rudy Johnson put up a 100-yard day in 2004. So that's 13 years. Rudy will be back. Rudy will be back on Sunday night along with the Legends, Sunday afternoon with the Legends. And it'd be nice to see Bernard and the new kid, Hill, put up some numbers because I think really, like you said, Horty, I think this is going to be a quick one. This is going to be about 2 hours, 48 minutes, run the ball, and let's get warm.
Not only will Rudy Johnson be back on Sunday, so will Corey Dillon and Willie Anderson. Great players that contributed to some strong running games in the past.
You know what they did? They ran the ball. I'm sure they would enjoy a nice 43-carry day.
All right, we'll see if the Bengals can get that done Sunday against the Bears at Paul Brown Stadium. For Jeff Hobson and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.